So how did news echo through social media over the weekend? Annie Kohlberg of Mashable is here. Annie, what caught your eye?
Yeah, so for the second weekend in a row, we saw athletes using the very public platform of professional sporting events to make a statement. We saw on Saturday in the NBA, Derrick Rose, who's of the Bulls, wearing a t-shirt that said, "I can't breathe," which is, of course, in reference to Eric Garner.
And Eric Garner, of course, the man who was held in a chokehold by a police officer and tackled by other police officers. A grand jury decided not to indict them. His last words on a very prominent video that has also gone viral were, "I can't breathe." But I'm also seeing other, football players, Detroit Lions running back Reggie Bush and Cleveland Browns cornerback Johnson Batamosi warming up with those shirts.
Yeah, it definitely continued throughout the weekend. And it's somewhat of a silent statement because they're wearing them during warm-ups, and some of them are handmade. Reggie Bush's shirt was written in what looked like a Sharpie. But it's a very powerful statement.
And Reggie Bush's mom is a former policewoman. He felt he just had to say something. And the Detroit Lions coach is standing up for him. Jim Caldwell, who is African-American, said, "I wouldn't be standing here if there hadn't been other protests by people like Dr. Martin Luther King." So there's that. But it's really interesting, Annie, because we're already seeing a backlash against what the St. Louis Rams players did a week ago. They, of course, came out with their hands held up. That was in solidarity, they later said, with residents of St. Louis and Ferguson, who were protesting the lack of indictment in the killing of Michael Brown. He was said by some witnesses to hold his hands up in surrender. Other witnesses said he didn't. The grand jury believed them. We know this story. But the Rams players came out with their hands up, and yesterday Rams fans burned their team shirts. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens in response to this new social media protest, the wearing of the "Can't Breathe" T-shirts.
Yeah, we'll see how the fans react, because so far the NBA and the NFL have declined to punish the players. But of course, the fans also have a very loud voice and their own opinions.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Well, and before we leave this topic, there was also the Twitter hashtag Criming While White. White people talking about how they'd actually gotten away with crimes because they were white. It was supposed to be in solidarity with African Americans. But what happened there?
Yeah, so the hashtag was started last week by a Tonight Show writer, but the reaction was sort of mixed on the topic. One of the most kind of profound statements that resonated across Twitter was a black writer asking the people that were using the hashtag to take action offline. Like, it's very nice to trend on Twitter, but what are they doing in their real lives to actually make a difference?
So a continued conversation there. But what else caught your attention this weekend?
Yes. So on a lighter note, we all know that internet and technology has changed the way we speak. You know, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing is still up for debate. But we had the Oxford Dictionary add some very internet and techie terms to their online dictionary this week, including duck face, which is, of course, when you make a strange face in your selfie, lolcat, and hot, but spelled H-A-W-T.
Okay, wait a minute. Lolcat?
Lolcat is laugh-out-loud cats. So it's those cute little cats that you see with impact font on them that they're saying something.
I can't imagine anyone sending out a tweet with a cat. What?
It would never happen, ever.
And then hot? Why spell hot with an extra letter?
You know, we can't understand the internet all the time. We always want to be fancy on the internet. Everyone's looking to do something a little bit different. And it's sort of this language of the internet that trying to keep up on is very difficult.
No kidding. All right. Annie Kohlberg, viral content editor at Mashable. We'll leave you, as always, with just one of our favorites because we just liked it. It's a little girl dancing to a busker in a New York subway. It's just fun. We'll have it at hereandnow.org. Annie, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
It's Here and Now.